You're absolutely right. And with the what they call the roar, like a lion's roar, roar before the 24, that's why we have this four. It's actually a whole week long. It actually started a week ago Sunday. The teams start arriving at the track. They start unpacking everything. They start to assemble the car at the track. I mean, it's just basically the car is probably built close to 50%, and they take it off the transporter on a skid, and then they take it to the garage, and then they build the car, so on and so forth. And that's, you know, and then they do the shakedown test, pressure test, everything like that. Get two, three, four drivers fitted for the cars, and, you know, because not every driver's a race the same size, and you got to fit these guys and, you know, shoehorn them in. So there's a lot that goes on. And then, like you say, the logistics, you're basically bringing your garage to the track in one, sometimes two transporters per car. Each transporter carries two cars. And then the second transporter would carry, you know, parts, spare parts, enough to build another two cars if they get destroyed. So it's an amazing thing. And you watch teams like Penske. Penske's in, what, IndyCar, NASCAR, and IMSA. And, you know, his I cannot believe if you see when they come to Detroit, they have a whole team here for the IndyCar series, and they have a whole set of teams and transporters equipment for the IMSA cars because they run the prototypes. And it's like twice as much. And you talk about logistics nightmares and how they do it, and it just runs so flawlessly and seamlessly. It's like some of these guys, you know, they're younger than me, but they got a lot more gray hair than I do, that's for sure. But, it's a sight to behold if you really get into the nitty-gritty of what goes on behind the scenes, for sure. But you nailed it by Smith with that statement.